And we continue our emergency Triple Team traffic coverage. Ricky Meese, it's been all day.
Yes, it's almost a repeat of yesterday. Right now, the 21st South Freeway has its problems, but we're starting to see a little bit of improvement. Delays are going to start just after Bangor Highway traveling westbound due to three separate accidents, a couple of them related. One is going to be prior to 5600 West, the next one after it at about 6200 West on the left, and then one at 80th West. Now, keep in mind, with this crash at 80th West, all lanes are blocked, traffic is being diverted. So if you're traveling westbound on the 21st South Freeway and you go past 7200 West, they're just going to force you to turn around. Len Thomas?
Taking the plunge through the Salt Lake Valley on I-15 southbound. Much better. A little bit tight, though, from South Interchange to Draper. And then over the point of the mountain, it's looking improved as well. Just one patch of slowing from the top of the point down to SR-92. Mark?
Looks a lot better in Davis County, northbound I-15. There is still hope. Between Shepherd Lane and Layton Hills Mall, it is a little slow and go, but it should be easing back on the KSL travel times right now on that stretch of I-15. Highway 89 finally cleared up into Fruit Heights as well. School's out, but so is school lunch. Help the thousands of kids who are going hungry. Join Utah Food Bank's Summer Food and Fun Drive today at utahfoodbank.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center. And